The debate over local trapping regulations dominated multiple borough assembly meetings during the first half of 2015. The discussion has lasted more than 2 years.
We have a lot of pressing things that we're going to have to deal with in the next couple months, and this is an emotional, passionate issue that divides the town.
The Skagway community is hoping to build a permanent senior center in upcoming years. This year, the community started planning for it. I visited some of the folks leading the charge in February.
You can get yourself locked up in this nice little warm cocoon and you don't go anywhere and you're not with other people. That's important at any age, but especially when you're older, to keep, you know, in touch with other people. Don't just sit there by yourself all the time.
The Skagway School District worked this year to expand and strengthen academic extracurriculars like drama, debate, and forensics, poetry, and robotics. I talked to students about those activities in March.
I was an extremely shy kid, and having to talk in front of all the people to give our presentation, now I have no problem speaking in front of people.
In April, Skagway's police chief faced disciplinary action from the Alaska Police Standards Council. The council alleged that Chief Ray Leggett intervened when his adult son was suspected of theft. Most of the charges were later dropped, but the chief's action put him at risk of losing his law enforcement certification. Skagway's hometown newspaper, the Skagway News, was sold to new owners in May. They are Jans Vanderhorn and Chris Sork from Whitehorse.
The Skagway really is a sister community to Whitehorse in some ways. So yeah, so really it was kind of an opportunity to deepen our roots in Skagway. Whether the paper is a big money maker is not going to be make or break. So, you know, I think we're in it for the long haul, and we should be able to sustain that. And we didn't purchase it with the idea that it's going to be a bonanza, a labor of love. You know, let's hope. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Skagway's local Elks Club saw its first female exalted ruler this year. Brittany Thomas took the helm in the spring.
It's exciting to be the first, for sure, but every year since 1899 there's been an exalted ruler. It's basically the kind of volunteer coordinator, help getting things, making sure everything is running and going well in the lodge.
In May, longtime resident Cody Jennings took over for Buckwheat Donahue as Skagway's tourism director.
Above all else, I love Skagway. I want to celebrate it and share it and encourage visitors to come experience everything that Skagway has to offer.
Skagway's cruise ship industry continued to thrive in summer of 2015. About 1 million visitors explored the town, most of them arriving on cruise ships.
We've seen it on television, but it just does not do it justice. It really doesn't. It's beautiful.
The ships once again strained Skagway's cell phone service this summer. But locals said it was even more dismal this time around.
The one common denominator is the fact when there are a bunch of cruise ships in port, it doesn't work properly.
This is the first summer where I'll just either get no service or dropped calls, or my data is extremely slow or will not connect at all.
My big problem and the reason why I wrote the Better Business Bureau and my senator was that it's starting to interfere with my work life.
In July, the Skagway Borough Assembly approved an ordinance authorizing the municipality to lease tidelands to White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad through 2050. The 4-2 vote in the assembly sent the lease to a public vote, which was ultimately scheduled during the general municipal election in October. At that election, residents were also voting for a mayor, 2 assembly members, and 2 school board members. The mayoral hopefuls, incumbent Mark Schaefer and challenger Roger Griffin, held opposing views of the tidelands lease.
I support the lease and what the assembly has done.
I'm absolutely opposed to it. Absolutely.
The assembly candidates also had opposite views. Write-in candidates Mavis Irene Henriksen and David Brenna were against the lease.
The biggest thing I really have problems with is giving a monopoly on the waterfront.
This may be the biggest issue that Skagway has faced in at least 47 years.
But the 2 candidates whose names were on the ballot, Jay Burnham and Steve Burnham Jr., were in favor of the contract.
I think it would be beneficial to Skagway for many reasons.
I really support it because I would really like to see the harbor get cleaned up.
On election day, Skagway voters told KHNS that the lease question had become a divisive, emotional issue for the town. Those who were willing to share their views were a mixed bag.
I think that it was a good deal.
That's resident Mike Konsler, who voted for the lease.
I know the people that were negotiating, and I feel like that they had the good of the town in mind.
Yeah, I voted against it.
That's Eric Emery.
More than anything, I think dot control. I think that is, you know, an extremely important stream of revenue for this community.
The polls are now closed.
When the polls closed, election officials started counting ballots in what many said was the most important vote Skagway has held in a long time.
The issue on the ballot will affect Skagway for a long time. And most of us who are voting plan on staying here in Skagway, and it may affect us. So we're coming out to vote in bunches.
In the end, 69% of voters rejected the Tidelands lease, throwing out the contract the municipality had taken years to negotiate with White Pass. But voters elected officials into office who supported the lease. Mark Schaefer was reelected by a wide margin.
Well, this is what we needed to find out from the community.
Steve Burnham Jr. was also reelected to his assembly seat by a large margin.
So it's really important to just for us to look at all those responses and votes, and try to analyze where we got off the rails.
Jay Burnham squeaked past write-in candidate David Brenna for the other assembly spot.
Well, the Tidelands vote, I was surprised at the numbers of that. That definitely says that it's got to be looked into again.
With the rejection of the Tidelands lease, Skagway officials pondered what to do about the Gateway Project, which was the initial incentive for the lease extension. The Gateway Project is a plan to mitigate contamination in Skagway's port and update aging infrastructure. But the Tidelands the municipality wants to work in for the project are currently leased by White Pass until 2023. Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn met with White Pass officials to talk about Gateway, and this is what he reported back to the Assembly.
Pretty much by the end of the meeting, I felt like it was a big fog because I really didn't get anything out, and every time I tried to dive into discussing anything, the conversation got kind of switched back to just generic discussions of economics. It's clear to me that we've got to move on.
So, in November, the Assembly voted to halt design work on the Gateway Project. They're currently trying to decide what to do with $9 million in state grant funds that was going to go toward Gateway. Here's Gateway Project Manager Chad Gubala in December.
Well, you've got $9 million of grant funds available for port infrastructure issues. Granted, we have limited options with regards to what we can do. This is where you're going to be making your money. So I think this is a choice that you want to make prudently.
The year finished with good news on a couple fronts for the Skagway School District. After a downward enrollment trend, student numbers at the school this year surpassed 100. That means the district will receive an influx of funding from the state. The school board is holding a meeting in January to ask the community how they want that money invested. Here's teacher Courtney Ellingson.
I had a student, an elementary student at SNAC the other day, pose the question to me, what will we do when we have so many kids that we run out of classrooms? Which I thought was really funny and kind of interesting that they are aware and are wondering how things might change.
The other good news, Skagway students received the highest scores in Alaska on the new statewide standardized tests, the Alaska Measures of Progress. Superintendent Josh Coffrin.
It tells me that that we have some of the top students in the state and certainly some of the best teachers in the state.
Skagway heads into 2016 with a thriving school district, but uncertainty about the future of its port. Reporting from Skagway and Haines, I'm Emily Files.